Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for clicking play. Today's episode hits close to home. After a recent accident, my elderly dad's life was changed significantly, and so were the lives of many of his six children who form a circle of support. Today, Nick and I talk about caregiving and the importance of self-care when we're called upon to be caregivers for another. It's a conversation about doing the good work, the hard work, and the self-work. Check it out. Dad broke his leg.
Yep.
83.
Yep.
They just did x-rays on him, and I think they did an MRI, or they're going to do an MRI, and they found that he has such atrophy in his legs that his kneecaps have slipped, so that they're not as functional as they should be. You never think about stuff like that, right? So now he's been in
Was it just because he wasn't moving around a lot?
Well, he was a very frail 83. He's used his body really well throughout his life. He used it up pretty well. And so he would get around with the help of a walker, but he had no quads. He had very little musculature in his lower body. And most of the exercise he got was standing and sitting, shifting to from a sit recliner to a chair at his table, you know, so he wasn't getting a lot of exercise. And then he broke his leg, and then it was like, well, we're going to have to really work that other leg because you can put any weight on that broken leg. And then they realized there's not a lot to work with there. So he's going on now 8 weeks in a nursing facility, which this is the first time he's been out of his house overnight in years.
Yeah.
Right. And now he's got 8 weeks out there. So whole family's circling up and trying to figure out what we can do to bring him the most comfort. He's not happy where he is, and sounds like the place he is isn't a great place. So I'm probably going to be making some trips up to see what I can do to help. Not joy trips, but joy trips. And when I say that, I'll be bringing the joy, but I won't feel joyful that I have to go take care of my dad and see him being in that situation.
So what could... I guess I got two questions. I got two questions.
Oh, give me...
What can people around you do to help you with that? Because that's going to take up a lot of energy and, ability of yours to do that. And what are you doing in general for self-care? Because when we talk about the caretakers, you know, one of the things that I think a conversation that just started recently, and when I say recently, like last 20 years, I've been aware of it, is that you have to, you can't just give everything to that person, especially like the, some of the people that I've seen and my family and other people's families when they're just a energy and joy vampire and they just take everything from you. And I don't know if your dad's like that.
No,
but,
you got it right. You got it right.
What can we do to help you through that process? And what are you going to do to help yourself?
That's a sweet question and an insightful question. To help me, just be patient with me, you know, when if I seem a little distracted because I'm getting daily calls and texts from family updating me on the situation and trying to anticipate what's going to happen with this person that I love, because the last place he wants to be is the place that he is.
Yeah.
And so knowing that he's in that situation, I've been a little off lately. So just be patient with me. I don't need anything physically. I don't need anybody to step in and do anything for me. I have enough control of my life that I can manage to do what I need to do. And as far as self-care, I'm pretty good at self-care overall. You know, I mean, I have my share of habits and things that aren't good for me, but I also have so many things that are good for me. I do Tai Chi daily. You know, I breathe and focus on the present moment for 90 minutes every day. You know, and I exercise. I get on my bike. That's my, so I get a good amount of that, which really helps. I'm listening to a lot of good, reaffirming, interesting stuff that feeds my brain and also helps me to work out some of the challenges with it. And I lean on the love of my life,
okay,
who is the best resource for this kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's it. And I would recommend to anybody, look, self-care isn't going to a spa, you know, for a week and then going back to the grind. It's an everyday take care of yourself thing, you know, wax on, wax off. Because ultimately this
stuff
builds up.
So get some stuff waxed.
Exactly.
Yeah. At the spa.
Whatever you need to. If you're going to be there, I mean, take some hair off is what I'm saying. Oh my God. I've never been waxed.
It's a daily thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is. I was just going to go off on not being waxed.
Oh, I
know. I think the daily regimen of self-care is a better thing. Hourly, yeah, even if you need it. The thing is, when you need it, do it. Because it's, what do we save in this for? Self-care.
Well, and then don't forget and don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yes, yes. And you know something? You're a good friend that you didn't make me ask for help. You offered help before I even asked for it. And that's, you know, I appreciate that because sometimes I wouldn't even know to ask, you know, but we're good. I'm just, you know, I don't know what the future's going
to
hold.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing when you have so many unknowns. Like, it's hard to ask for anything because you don't know what's going to happen yet.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so now we're going to find out whether he can actually rehab his legs well enough that he can manage to go home. You know, so here we go. Fingers crossed, heart open.
Nice.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks so much for listening. There is a lot of good advice in this episode. It's hard to pick just one thing to focus on, but I will because I make hard decisions all the time. Get care when you need it. Don't put all your stress into a stress piggy bank, thinking that you're going to break it later with the hammer of self-care. That's a really interesting visual, but it definitely does not work. It's fun to think about, but it doesn't work that way. Get the hammer of self-care out whenever you need it and forget about that stress piggy bank altogether. So weird. Have a great day.